This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Russian commander of a militia that conducted a raid on a Russian border region this week said on Wednesday his group would soon launch more incursions into Russian territory.
The operation is ongoing. This is how I should put it, to be honest. It definitely has various phases. So phase one, we consider it a successful phase. It's over now, but the operation is ongoing.
The leader, who described himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps, spoke to reporters on the Ukrainian side of the border with Russia a day after Moscow said it repelled the raid on the Volgograd region. The Wagner militia, which is aiding Russia in the war on Ukraine, says thousands of its troops have lost their lives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Wagner's chief says his force has lost more than 20,000 soldiers in the drawn-out battle for Bakhmut, with about 20% of the 50,000 Russian convicts he recruited to fight in the 15-month war dying in the eastern Ukrainian city. The figures in stark contrast with claims from Moscow that it's lost just over 6,000 troops in the war. The Ukrainian general staff says that heavy fighting is continuing inside Bakhmut, days after Russia said it's completely captured the devastated city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan said Wednesday that senior leaders were being pressured into resigning from his party amid a crackdown, as a former cabinet minister became the latest to quit. Rights monitors said authorities have detained thousands of supporters of Khan's party since days of street violence erupted over his brief arrest earlier this month. This is VOA News. Officials from six African nations visited Israel last week to discuss more cooperation on Israeli technology to serve Africa's growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Mitrelli Group, a Swiss company that employs Israeli technology in Africa, marked its 10th anniversary by bringing officials from six African countries to Jerusalem. Mitrelli's founder, CEO, and many of its staff are Israeli, and they say that Israeli innovation can move Africa forward. The population of Africa is expected to grow to 2.5 billion people in the next 30 years. The Mitrelli Group says Israeli technology can help African states not only meet their population's needs, but also flourish at the same time. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Negotiators for Democratic U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy reconvened at the White House on Wednesday to try to close a deal to raise the United States debt ceiling and avoid a catastrophic default. Time is running short as the Treasury Department has warned the federal government could be unable to pay all of its bills as soon as June 1st, just 8 days away. It will take several days to pass legislation through the narrowly divided Congress. How could a default on the U.S. debt ceiling affect regular Americans? The Treasury Department could start missing its obligations as early as June 1st and could trigger a Wall Street meltdown of historic proportions, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda explains.
Even if Treasury continues to pay bondholders on time, experts say the political dysfunction would also sow distrust in America's economy. The first to get hit would likely be employees at doctors' offices, hospitals, and insurance companies. Why? Well, because on June 1st, they're due an estimated $47 billion in payments through Medicare, America's public health insurance program for older citizens. And because Medicare funds about a fifth of American health care, some doctors might not have money to pay staff and other bills.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Tina Turner, the American-born singer who left a hardscrabble farming community and abusive relationship to become one of the top recording artists of all time, died on Wednesday at the age of 83. She died peacefully after a long illness in her home near Zurich, Switzerland. Her representative said Turner began her career in the 1950s during the early years of rock and roll. She won 6 of her 8 Grammys in the 1980s, sometimes nicknamed the Queen of Rock and Roll. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.